B. A global march against child labour. It all started in 1980. Some of my friends and I realised that children in street restaurants, mines, factories and farm fields are not simply child workers. They're not always there to earn money because they're poor. Most of these children have lost their childhood, freedom and future. They are slaves. Sometimes whole families are lured away from their villages and held in bonded labour. They cannot go back home. They're forced to work 15 or 16 hours a day, sometimes even more, 7 days a week. They have no wages except for some inadequate food. They're beaten up and sometimes sexually harassed or killed. A global issue. That was the reason why we started People's Movement Against Child Slavery. It was not easy because people thought that child slavery belonged to the past. Even in the UN system, there was a denial of what was going on. Later on, we realised that it is not just happening in India. It is also a problem in Pakistan, Nepal and other countries in Asia. So my friends and I started South Asian Coalition on Child Servitude. In 1998, we organised the Global March Against Child Labour, which brought 103 countries together. We marched for 6 months. There were three marches, one from Asia, one from Latin America, and one from Africa. Groups of former child slaves and people from all over the world joined the marches. We called for people who joined the march to put their thumb impression or their footprint on a piece of paper. We had 7.2 million of them at the end of the march. Today, Global March Against Child Labour is a movement in about 140 countries. Victory. The first time we liberated children and their families from bondage was in 1980. It happened as a result of a magazine I had started called The Struggle Shall Continue. The magazine discusses the problems of exploited people. It shows their faces and names. It's a place where people can write letters, protest, and make themselves heard. One day, a father came to my office. He and his family had been lured away from their village to work in a brick factory in Punjab. They had been slaves for 17 years, and his wife had given birth to several children during this time. One day, she heard that some brothel agents wanted to buy her 15-year-old daughter and make her work as a prostitute. When her husband heard about this, he decided to try to escape so he could save his daughter. Sometime in the middle of the night, he managed to jump onto one of the trucks that carried bricks to the market. He ended up in the capital town of Punjab and contacted a lawyer. He gave the man a copy of a magazine and said, "Look, these people can help you." Freed. It was a shocking story, almost unbelievable. But we realised that just printing his story would not be enough. We had to do something fast. A friend of mine, who is a cameraman, and a few others, hired a lorry and we went to rescue them. I was an impatient man of 25 then, so I did not think about the possible consequences. When we arrived, we were met by a man with a gun. We told him that what they were doing was illegal and that we were journalists from Delhi. He started arguing with us. After a while, he ran away. Everybody was happy, and in no time we got all the 27 slaves into the truck. Before we had the chance to leave, a jeep arrived. In it were several people, including the owner of the slaves and some policemen. The local police was quite corrupt. They beat us, threw the camera away, and unloaded the lorry. The people who thought they were going to be freed were all crying. We were forced to leave. Luckily, the cameraman had already taken one film. This was in his pocket when the police took his camera. Now we had evidence. We filed a petition in the High Court. The local police was ordered to bring all the slaves to court the next day. They were completely amazed. Most of them had never seen a city or traffic and so many people. All they had seen for their entire lives was the factory. But now they were all free. Kailash Satyarthi.